This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Elon Musk is seizing the power that belongs to the American people. We are here to fight back.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve Wood on the phone now, and Genevieve, I want to apologize for that screeching voice I played there just before I came to you, but I think Elizabeth Warren may be the voice of the opposition to Trump this time around, like she was last time. But, you know, it's an interesting article in the Daily Signal that when you go deeper than that, a lot of the resistance that was there last time is less than this time around.
Oh, totally. I mean, look, if there were massive protests going on, you know the news would be covering it.
Yes.
But there just aren't. And it's even in a place like D.C. where literally there are professional protesters. You know, the same people you see at the climate change rally, and then you see them at the Planned Parenthood march, and you see them everywhere. These, I don't know why they're not being paid, apparently, this time around, but any protest you see, it's literally like tens of people, tens, not 20, not 50, tens. I think it's because a lot of people, a lot of these folks were probably government workers, and many of them have decided to take a pink slip or not show up or what have you. So you just don't have the mass of folks there. But I also think it's because most Americans, Mark, I think your listeners know this. I think most people across the country, they want to see government cleaned up. And so that's just, there isn't a protest beyond a few federal workers in the district.
Well, and they've kind of been gobsmacked, I guess you'd say, by the reduction in force that he's putting in place. I mean, if it's the deep state and you truly believe that it's these people who are ensconced in the bureaucracy who are doing the most to fight you, shutting down USAID, offering buyouts to what did I read? 20,000 people have already taken the president up on a buyout. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It shows you how many of them either A, know their job was just not really a job, and they had no chance of being able to protect it. So they're like, let me just get the good while I can get it, right? Just go and get a payout through September and go home. I think a lot of people gave up easy because they knew they had nothing to defend. They knew their jobs were a joke in many cases. Not everybody's, but a lot of them. And the reality is nobody came in and said, we're going to shut down all these agencies and we're never going to reopen. Basically what has happened is we're going to come in and we're going to see what you're doing, and we're going to see why you're spending so much money, and we want to see where it's going. Why are these people scared of that? If these are all legitimate, wonderful products and projects that the American people would be supportive of, you have no fear. But the reality is, a very initial look at this has shown the ridiculous kind of activity so much of our taxpayer dollars have been involved in, and they're just at the top. I mean, Mark Wright, this is not an investigation that's been going on for 2 months now. This is something they've been in office just over two weeks, and look at the stuff they're already finding. So I think that's why you also have people running scared, is because they know there's a lot more to come.
People are freaking out right now at the thought of dismantling the Department of Education. And I hear one of the arguments tossed out as well. They're going to end federal funding. We won't be able to get aid and all of these things. But I mean, it's just illogical to make that argument, because it's so obvious to me, at least, that that would just be moved over. They would still continue doing that. It would just look a little bit different.
Well, there's that, Kim. There's also the fact that just so much of what the federal government does is waste, right? So it's like, yeah, you could cut a lot of it out and nobody would even notice.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is they're making up rules and regulations that then end up being the state education departments have to adhere, and the state budgets have to go up. But again, the American people were very clear, I think, in the election. Donald Trump is not doing anything. He did not say on the campaign trail many, many times that he wanted to do. He wanted to get rid of the fraud in government. He talked about shutting down the Department of Education. This shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. And I don't think it's a surprise to voters, which is why when you look at most polls out there, people are supportive of all this. But yeah, that's why the deep state is so scared. Nobody has ever come in and really done what they said about the size of the government, the spending of the government.
Yeah, so I had an interesting text conversation with someone who I won't name in my family yesterday, who was concerned shocked at the concept that there might not be a Department of Education. And I said, you do realize that I was educated without a Department of Education. It didn't come about until 1980. Jimmy Carter created it, and it started in 1980. So how about all the people that were educated before that?
That were better educated.
Thank
before
you.
That. I mean, take a look at the stats. It's not like our kids have gotten any better on their scores and their tests since the Department of Education came along. It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
And it's like so many of these agencies, they're not the Department of Education, the Department of this, Department. They are departments of social justice is what they have
yes.
become. And social engineers. And they want to put it in our schools. And they want to put it in our businesses. They want to put it in every form of American society. And again, the public has said, We want you to teach our kids how to read and write. We don't need to teach them your corrupt moral values that you want to put on them. And that's what the Department of Education in many ways has become. And so, yeah, I don't think most people will even notice if they went away. Maybe a few hundred employees or 1,000 employees who work there. But the bottom line is they're not doing their job, and a lot of government's not doing its job, not the job it was created to do or the public wants it to do. And that's why they're on the run, because somebody's finally in there who's willing to not just call it out, but go find the corruption. And yeah. once you start finding it, the public gets hungry. Oh, you're doing that? What are they doing over there? Right? So people start realizing, well, now this is a real thing, and it's not going to just go away tomorrow.
I just pray we can keep up with this momentum and that another conservative like maybe J.D. Vance is elected in 4 years, because all this good Trump is doing, you just hope, you know, a crazy lefty like a Kamala Harris doesn't come back in 4 years and try to undo all of this progress.
Oh, it'll happen eventually. I mean,
it's like whack-a-mole. You got to play whack-a-mole in Washington. You hit them over here and everybody bounce up over there. It's a constant. But J.D. Vance is one who's even said himself, he expected Elon Musk to find like 250, maybe million or billion, I'm sorry, billion dollars of like fraud. Already he's like, actually, I'm wrong. It's going to be far worse than that.
Oh, of course.
Because it's not just fraud. It's like overpayment. It's programs we've never heard. I mean, it's It's all sorts of stuff.
And it's and Genevieve, I got about a minute left here, but it's also things like NPR and PBS where we know there's systematic bias, and they're looking at cuts there too.
And that's the thing, you know, people always say, because for years Republicans and conservatives talked about PBS and NPR, we should get rid of ours. It certainly should get rid of giving them money. Yes, the amount of money they get from the federal government is not their whole budget, but the amount of nonsense they spew on the air all over this country is a huge problem. And we do underwrite a lot of that stuff. That should not happen. Why are we doing? Why would we give money to an entity that doesn't like America?
That is,
or doesn't like most Americans, which is what I would argue NPR and PBS are made up of.
That's the best question that's been asked this morning. Genevieve, thank you. We're out of time. I appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, take care. Genevieve Wood, their senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. DailySignal.com, by the way, we're the clearinghouse for a lot of those great stories we talk about with Genevieve.
Get more at 971talk.com.